الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشكرون. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains the life of a shaheed in the year after, what his great position is. And as explained, when a person lives his life with sabr and salat, namaz, and he thereby develops the love of Allah, then he becomes very keen to go to Allah Ta'ala. He knows that there is no greater joy and pleasure than to be by Allah Ta'ala. And the most Allah loves a person coming to him is by becoming a shaheed, by getting shahadat. And shahadat, as we had explained, the highest level is that on the battlefield. And in even ordinarily in our comfort we can get shahadat. And one of the easiest methods, there are many of them in our deen, is to remember maut 25 times a day. And the easy way of that is to read Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. We read that 25 times, inshallah, we will get the position of a shaheed. And it comes in the riwayat that the shaheeds, their arwah, their souls, they are put into beautiful green birds and they fly around in Jannat as they please where they want to go. And then for the rest they go in the chandeliers of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala and they take rest there. So this is the position. One good friend of ours, the Amir of the Tabligh Jamaat in Karachi, Bhai Amin, who has passed away in Madani Masjid, his son narrated to me that his mother was also a very righteous and pious person. She passed away and then in a dream he saw her in a bird form, beautiful green bird. Their eyes met and in the meeting of the eyes he made out, this is my mother. And she consoled him that Allah has given me this high position and I'm here in Jannat flying around as I please wherever I want to go. Similarly, a Jamaat lady of Bombay was also a very good worker of Jamaat and she also had passed away. Somebody saw her in a dream and she said that we all will read about Hisab Kitab in the Qabr, Qiyamah's Day, questioning, etc., all that. But she said, nothing like that happened to me. I was just taken straight and put into Jannat. That is the position of a shaheed. Now all these things are just bypassed and then they go straight into Jannat. The explanation of this, which is very interesting and needs a little bit of concentration to understand the life of the shaheed in Jannat. And that is, like we know, we got our cars. The car on its own does not move. It needs a driver in the car. The driver will start the car, put it in gear, will start driving, turning, putting the indicators on, stopping where he has to stop, etc. The driver is there. So our bodies are like the car. And the ruh is like the driver in the body. And if the ruh is in the body, then this car moves around. At the time of maut, this ruh goes out of the body. Now this car cannot move, it cannot do anything on its own. Until the driver is not there. So, and that is for the normal people like us who pass away. But the shuhada, Allah Ta'ala puts them into these birds, beautiful green birds. And they are like beautiful aeroplanes, jets of Jannat. And they fly around in Jannat as they please and eat of the fruit and get the enjoyments of Jannat just as they please. And for their resting place, Allah made it the chandeliers of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. However, the interesting point is, and which we should try and take note of, that these birds have got their own ruh already. That is the driver of their own. And this person and these birds are the body of which Allah gives to that ruh, which is also a physical body. It isn't a spiritual life. everyone has. Ordinary Muslims who pass away, they live spiritually in the grave, and whatever happens, goodness or punishment, is on that spirit, on the ruh of the body. There isn't a body, it is on the ruh. The body gets left and decays in the qabr. And this is with kuffar also. It, everything happens with their ruh, not with their body. But for the shaheed, Allah gives another body, which is somewhat like this body also. And it has got its own driver, its own ruh. And the ruh which is of this dunya, which goes and sits in there, is like a passenger. He doesn't even have to maneuver, drive. It is like a person who has got a chauffeur-driven car. He sits in the back seat. He doesn't do anything. The driver does everything for him. So the ruh of that person of this world, the ruh of this world, that also just is like a back seat passenger, like a chauffeur-driven car he gets. And in that way, that ruh enjoys all the time in Jannah. There is a body also for it, and there is a ruh also for it. And there is the ruh of that body also. And that ruh does all the driving, the maneuvering. This ruh does not even have to drive or anything. So that great enjoyment and that great freedom Allah Ta'ala gives. And this is for that person who builds that love with Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala and becomes so desirous to be with Allah Ta'ala. And the people of the highest stages who become shaheed on the battlefield, their whole body gets dyed with blood. And the body sometimes are even to this extent mutilated, that the eyes are gouged out, the heart is taken out, the hands, legs are cut up. All that is for what we see in this dunya, but they get so high stages in the akhirah that we cannot imagine. And there they enjoy forever and ever. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala has made it possible for everyone, first of all, to get that desire. Unfortunately, because we are not acquainted with this, we don't inform ourselves of this, we are more worried of saving our lives. Whether it be with all nonsensical protocols, which does not benefit us, but which harms us. Before we can get killed, we kill ourselves with all these funny protocols which they have made. You breathe in your own carbon dioxide, you inject in your body all filth and dirt and haram things, things that cause paralysis, things that cause heart attacks, things that cause clots in the blood and in the heart, etc. Those things cannot help us. But the real protection is the du'as. And that also, life should be not for the sake of life, but for the sake of deen. And higher than that also is the desire to become a shaheed. And a person becomes very desirous that my life, I give it in the path of Allah and for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And solely and only for Allah, that person goes to for eternity, forever and ever, in great, great enjoyment. And that immediately, yeah, as he passes away, what we call, yeah, his life of Jannah starts already. No hisab kitab also, no qiyamah today, all accountability, and just going straight into Jannah and enjoy. What can be more greater? Such a beautiful deen, Quran Sharif Allah has given us. May Allah make this become a reality in us, and we see things in the correct light, and not in the very limited sense of this dunya only, but our eternal and forever life of the akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.